Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hostetler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Milt Burns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Soondra. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Steve Soondra. And now, play ball. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sig Jakuki now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw strikes out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a fly ball into center field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Neuhauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neuhauser bunts towards the mound. Jack Hookey fields it and throws to first for the out. Richards moves to second. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Mayo reaches second base with a double. Richards scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Richards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Higgins moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw hits a line drive into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross is hit by the pitch. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epps moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neuhauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Epps moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Epps scores. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-0 in the game. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mancuso fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoover hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Hostetler reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. York reaches second base with a double. Hostetler scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins is walked intentionally. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-2 in the game. Outlaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hostetler. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Clary goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Tigers. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mancuso moves to third. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Jakuki hits a line drive into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mancuso scores. One out. It's Tigers, 3, Browns, 3. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Epps strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ross hits a line drive into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser bunts towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoover takes first base on ball 4. Neuhauser moves to second. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hostetler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps, who is chasing the ball. Hostetler reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hostetler scores. One out. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Red Hayworth pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hostetler. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Tex Shirley pinch runs for Red Hayworth. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Floyd Baker now playing second base. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Richards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-2 in the game. Newhouser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Newhouser reaches second base with a double. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoover strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns bunts for an out with unknown description. Krivic moves to second. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clary hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Hostetler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.